love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again, which should be no surprise. I know the first things in your mind is, why am I at 7:20 instead of the typical closer to 7? Obviously, I'm not being very reliable in that time because it's automatically deleted, so what does it matter? But I got a little delayed because I looked at my my monthly score for jumping jacks, and I noticed that I need just shy of 17,000 a month in order to maintain my goal. And I was sufficient in August, slightly short in July, but only by like a hundred or a couple hundred. But I decided, you know, I got to start September off well because, you know, I should be at about 110,000. I'm at 127 as of the end of August. So I started today with 2,000 jumping jacks for the day. So I feel good about that. I most days I don't do that kind of number. I did the one day, you know, I think you recall, I know you've got it in your mind. It was one day where I did 3,000 jumping jacks. Oh, what day was that? Yes, of course, May 19th. You know, to start this, to celebrate the day, I started with 1,024 continuous jumping jacks, which I was slightly fatigued after that. I don't know why that would be. But anyway, I did send, obviously, well, it's obvious if you go to the website, because, you know, clearly from the website that gets online a lot faster than it gets to the P.O. box, or the home of Mr. and Mrs. Jim Cross, you know, because that's where the card went today, as, you know, the card yesterday was basically the same idea. But I have really been thinking about that comment from Richard Medhurst, the how Christian of you. Because, like I say, I am, you know, I'm completely on board with what he said. Because clearly, this whole idea that the U.S. is a Christian country has been a myth from day one. It's a marketing line, but I won't repeat all that. But what concerns me, you know, that there is, as I mentioned, there's that idea that the the comic idea of the Afghans are offering to the people of Australia, you know, come here and experience freedom. You know, because the things that are happening in Australia are horrendous. You know, the marketing that's going on by our government is really bad. And it's over the top in Australia. The recent video that's been going around because they put out, it's apparently an ad on Australian TV. You know, the pleasant music, the nursing staff taking care of somebody who is ill and about to die, soothing words and so forth. And it is addressed to the, as they termed it, the COVID denier. You know, so it is an aggressive trust in the state with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Oh, where did that come from? Oh, yes, Proverbs 1984. It's really bad there. It's just simply over the top. And it's growing in other places, slightly different style. And one of the things that I think happens is that over time, people break down. You know, there is a whole bunch of, you know, because I know I hear about the censorship, but I don't usually see it because I don't go to the major media. You know, I have no idea what CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, all these people, I have no idea what they report because I don't look. I go to alternative medias, some form, you know, especially as I've noted, I've done a lot with Al Jazeera lately simply because they're the only ones who have a strong presence in Afghanistan, even though Al Jazeera puts out some really bad stuff. But, you know, they have their, you know, and of course, I've even seen some of that in their reporting. But the, you know, the issue is they're there. So, but anyway, and apparently there is a percentage of the population domestically, as well as other places in the world, who I assume that, you know, COVID-19 is killing millions and people are dying in the streets and this is a huge tragedy and won't the government help us and we all need the vaccine and people who don't do this are cruel and inhuman and insensitive and so forth. But that's fraud. You know, because if you give any evidence against that, you are censored. The censorship is horrendous. And unless you look for the fact that people are being censored, you won't know people are being censored. So there's a huge part of the population that doesn't know censorship is happening. And it's horrendous. When I say repeatedly that we are the Fourth Reich, this is an example of it. This is exactly the same thing. And what it brings to mind is it wears some people down. You know, there have been huge protests. You know, I've lost interest in the idea of protests, but there have been huge protests. Many of them, the head count goes well over six figures. In Berlin, in London, someplace, I think was it in Montreal or someplace in Canada. Some places in the U.S. have a large number of these protest rallies, and I'm pretty sure the major media doesn't cover any of them. If it's an Antifa gathering or Black Lives Matter, yeah, they'll gather. They'll show that, but they won't show these. The numbers are huge. And of course, you know, things like, which I think is actually one of the weakest things, but the Great Barrington Declaration. How many people know about that? This is like 6,000 doctors signed this document many, many months ago, saying there are issues here with the COVID-19 thing and the vaccine. You know, and the number of people who will know, for example, there are a number of efforts going on, been going on for a long time to say, can you, it's been addressed to many national governments, to the World Health Organization and so forth. Can you give a sample of COVID-19? You know, a rational question, especially if you know you're a researcher and whatnot. I'm going to say, okay, I want to see if I can find how to test for this, how to kill it, whatever. If I'm a researcher, I'd like to have a sample in order to be able to say I'm going to work to find a cure. No one has one. No government, no institution has one. That should be a really big red flag. You know, and the, you know, obviously, and as I pointed out before, the whole, you know, the fraud behind the PCR tests and things of that nature. There's so much fraud going on. How many people know? You know, again, it is not simply a few more. But if you take all of the deaths from all other vaccines over the decades, and there have been a large number, and compare that to the deaths from COVID-19 vaccine. The COVID-19 vaccine is several times larger. CDC admitted, several times larger than all the others combined. But how many people talk about that in the major media? And I think what happens is people are going to wear down. I have seen people that I've talked with, oh, I got the vaccine, and I wonder how appropriate is it to say you got fooled, because you got fooled. The adverse reaction count is now seven figures, you know, in the U.S. alone, and it's kind of like, but people I think are worn down because they're scared. Again, the same technique used in the Third Reich. The exact same techniques. So all that brings me to, in this short voicemail, is what about my kids? You know, when my wife did state that out of love for others, our kids were given masks to wear. You got fooled. You got suckered. It's not, well, it's an opinion. You got suckered. Point to evidence. Point to one bit of evidence. You have a little trouble finding it. Again, the idea, I really like the idea because it explains it so clearly. Stopping mosquitoes with a chain link fence is like stopping the virus with a surgical mask, not just these cloth masks, with a surgical mask. It doesn't work. It simply doesn't work. It's putting on the armband of last century. It's the same thing. You're showing submission to authority because the authorities don't have evidence. Again, as I pointed out, the trust the science idea is a marketing line because what they're saying is trust the authorities because the science isn't there. It simply isn't there. And I'm really concerned about my kids because when I see the things that are happening in this world, and the way they're accelerating when it comes to, obviously, COVID-19, when it comes to our military adventures, because I do think what happened in Afghanistan is going to be just a turning point. It's not going to be things are going to settle. We're going to have something else. It's going to be a problem. There is the rise again of the climate change activists, and they're going to use that to impose things. And there is this growing rumbling of, we got to prepare because one day we're going to find out there are aliens out there and we need to reunite as a planet in order to make sure we are protected and can speak with one voice to those people in planets far away. That stuff is being seeded. It is growing in volume. And the technique of, even it was Ronald Reagan was... what would unify the world is if we discovered aliens, because now we'd have to be us versus them, whether it's friendly or foe, but we have to unite, which is consistent with the whole idea of global governance, which is what the World Economic Forum has been promoting for years, because I used to watch those videos years ago. And, because obviously the line that goes back to the 1800s, the New World Order, which I think the first one that popularized that was H.G. Wells. It's gone back a long time ago, but global governance sounds a little bit more official. So that's what they used lately. The whole point of this is, are my kids prepared to handle the fiasco that's going on in the world? And the only way to be prepared is to have a clear thinking mind and a frame of reference. Can you think clearly? Can you think clearly enough to be able to do something like look at the Bible and understand what it says? Or do you need a teacher to bow before who won't read to you the little passage about you have no teacher but the Lord? And when somebody says things, they probably won't go to the idea of examine these scriptures and see if these things are so. Somebody keeps quoting that, but, it's quoting Acts. It's not my idea. But you won't do that. You'll run and hide, right, Mr. Cross? It's the same thing true with the leadership of MetaView. They run and hide. And if they run and hide in this, I have no idea where where my wife is at, because I assume she's still at some institutional church. But obviously, MetaView does the testing and the masks. I have no doubt that my wife does, and I wouldn't doubt they do that at Covenant Presbyterian. So if you don't trust science, but you look at what scientists tell you, people who are bought and paid for, you're doing the exact same thing when you trust the institutional leadership who can't back up what they stand on. And what about my kids? What will they be like? Will they do like Eric Lee and say, forget this Christ stuff? Well, they do like Jack. And I don't know what's happened with others. Jesus Christ is who he claims to be. I'll back that up. I do back that up. But most people run, like my own family. Because obviously, if they were to say, yes, I believe in what Christ said, Christ is rather unambiguous about reconciliation. You know, the little issue, because I even quoted it, or at least mentioned the verse in a recent postcard about, you know, honor your father and mother. They don't teach that in my family, do they? Because clearly, my kids are isolated from me against the Lord's commands and against man's law. You violate man's law, yet you turn to man for your protection. There's a technical word for that. It's where we get the word moron. It's frequently translated simply as stupid. I'm sorry, I got long. I am concerned for my family. I don't think my wife and father-in-law are. They're concerned for their position in the world. That's what the evidence is. Show me I'm wrong, please. I ask for that. Show me I'm wrong. Because I love my kids, and especially love my wife. Dorothy Jane, my lady, I love you.